I don't know about you, but at the Grammys this year, one thing that really stood out was the lack of bands. The nominations and winners were dominated by solo artists. We had Taylor Swift, we had Beyonce, Chappa Roan, Billie Eilish, Sabrina Carpenter, Charlie XCX, Kendrick Lamar. The list goes on. But where does that leave our regular bands? You know, where a bunch of people get in the room with a load of instruments, they write songs together with the view of taking over the world. Is it over for them, especially when it comes to mainstream? Well, joining me now to try and answer this question is arts and culture journalist Amy O'Connor. Amy, you're very welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Laura.
No, thank you so much for coming in with us this morning. Firstly, Amy, to really show what's happening here, tell us about the three marquee categories at the Grammys on Sunday. They tell a story by themselves, don't they?
Yes, they do. So in the three marquee categories, Song of the Year, Album of the Year, Record of the Year, there was only one band nominated across all those three categories, and that band was the Beatles.
Smart.
And no shade on the Beatles, no. But like, yeah, we love the Beatles, but they're not exactly fresh and young and hip, you know. So as you said in your intro, all the categories and the performances, it was really dominated by, you know, your Taylors, your Billies, your Kendricks, Doechii, Chappell Roan, all these solo artists having a moment, but there wasn't really any band in sight.
No, and like, don't get me wrong, it's fantastic to see all these people getting their moments, like Doechii I'm so obsessed with,
yes.
And there were so many great moments and everybody had their own piece to play, but it just leaves us going, where are all the bands gone? Like, has this apparent disappearance of bands, especially new ones, been something that has happened overnight?
I don't think it's happened overnight, but it's definitely accelerated over the last few years. So I think that it's been happening for a while and you can see it across the charts. So this decade, the 2020s, if you look at the Irish charts, there's been like four bands that have reached number one in Ireland.
Yeah.
And like duos, groups as well. But like, you've got Medusa, Belters Only, Wham and The Pogues. And two of those bands are not from this century. You know? And compare that to like, say, 20 years ago, 2005. You would have had the Pussycat Dolls, Black Eyed Peas, Westlife, Sugar Babes, McFly all topping the charts.
So what a time.
It's a massive what a time. But it's a massive shift. You know what I mean? That's 1 year and now you're looking at one decade and there's nothing.
Yeah, that's absolutely wild. Do you think there's only concern bands with, like, you know, standard bands with guitars and drums? Or like, are we talking about boy bands and girl bands as well?
I think you're feeling it across every genre, whether it's pop, whether it's rap, whether it's dance. I mean, as I said there, like, that's 20 years ago where, like, there was so many pop bands. And obviously you had solo artists. You had
20 years ago.
I know. It makes me unwell. But you had so many pop bands, and pop bands of all different stripes. Like, you had girl groups, you had boy bands, you had the kind of reality show groups like Girls Aloud and all those kind of things. But I think, yeah, it's been felt really across the board. With the exception of K-pop, there aren't that many pop groups or pop bands anymore, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, obviously Coldplay, they dominated, what, like four nights in Crow Park.
You
would sell your granny to get a ticket to it.
Yes.
But like, is there anyone that's hot in their heels, really?
But that's the thing. And I mean, like, Coldplay have been around for, you know, like probably
20 plus.
30 years. You know what I mean? They're not, again, they are still huge. They're a contemporary act, but they are kind of nearly broaching being a legacy act or a heritage act. So it is interesting, like, who would be, you know, playing in Croke Park in 20 years time. I don't know.
Yeah, it's mad as well, because you know when like we were growing up, you obviously had your Spice Girls. I'm just talking girl groups, but you'd have your Spice Girls, then you'd into your Girls Aloud, and then you'd your Saturdays, and then, you know, with the Sugar Babes in there too. It feels like nothing's come up from that again. I don't know if it's a case that like girl groups nearly got kind of like, oh, you know, like snuffed at a little bit. It's like people didn't take them seriously, even though they made great music. What have you learned from looking at the streaming world?
Well, the streaming world is really interesting. So if you look at the most streamed artists globally on Spotify last year, the top 10, it's all solo acts. So it's Taylor Swift, just The Weeknd, Bad Bunny, Drake, Billie Eilish, everyone you'd sort of expect. And even on my way in this morning, I looked at the top 50 charts in Ireland just for, you know, yesterday or whatever. And the only bands in there were Fontaine CC, Coldplay, Fleetwood Mac, and The Police. And of that, I mean, Fontaine CC were the only group with a contemporary song, because it was Yellow by Coldplay that was in the top 50. So I think that as well, I mean, like, these are the heritage acts are still around, but where are the new bands?
Yeah, and why aren't they getting a shot?
Yeah.
Do you think, like, does technology have anything to do with this?
I think it does. I think that, you know, over the last 10, 15, 20 years, there's been huge advancements in technology. So if you're a young person who wants to make music, you can probably just start doing it on your own in your bedroom.
Yeah.
You know, you can download one of these production software programs, whether it's GarageBand or Ableton or Pro Tools, and you can kind of just make music without the need for a full band, you know, or the need to get into a rehearsal space or a studio. So what that means is that I think more music is just being made in isolation, and people feel comfortable creating on their own without the need to, like, you know, go to their local library and stick up a little notice on the community board saying like, I'm looking for a bassist. Yeah. Like that feels like of a different era now. So I think technology has had a huge role to play.
Money, I'm just thinking, like, money surely has something to do with this as well, because if you're one person like that and you're paying for your own technology in your bedroom, you're able to produce things by yourself solo, you're not looking at splitting money with the band either, or trying to get the funds together to pay everybody.
But that's the thing. I mean, the music, like the economy has changed so much for artists now. So like music sales have collapsed. Obviously the cost of everything, you know, touring has surged. Streaming income hasn't really caught up, and you've got like really established solo acts who aren't making a great income out of streaming. So I remember back in October, Lily Allen said that she earned more money from selling feet pics on OnlyFans than she did from Spotify. So if you're a band, you know, you're looking at splitting everything 2, 3, 4 ways, everything is more expensive to do, it might be a case that it just doesn't seem that tenable. So you might be, if you want to keep overheads down, maybe one of the easy ways to do that is to fly solo.
Yeah. What about like, I mean, I talk about TikTok all day, every day, but like surely social media has something to do with this as well.
I think it does, because I think if you're an artist, there are fewer and fewer ways to get the word out about your music now. So, you know, you would have traditionally would have had like music magazines and MTV, whereas social media is kind of the only game in town now for a lot of artists. But social media kind of by its nature does favor individuals, right? Yeah. Like I think if you're on TikTok or Instagram, you kind of do gravitate towards just like solo people rather than a band. So I think that has a huge role to play as well.
But for the love of God, if you actually think about it, we're truly missing out on like the dynamics between band members. Like, you know,
I know, which like, was such, that was part of the kind of joy and excitement.
Yeah,
totally.
Bring it back. Like, you know, like which Spice Girls was actually friends with which?
Exactly.
Like, I don't think we're getting enough of that with solo acts being friends. Like, or maybe we're like Taylor Swift and Selena Gomez.
I know what you mean. I mean, I suppose you do still get that kind of interpersonal dynamics between solo artists and, you know, feuds or kind of friendships and stuff, but
we want it in-house.
I know. I agree.
Like any fashion, are bands just not in at the moment?
I think that could be it. Like, I mean, trends come and go, but if you are like, if you're a teenager, you're in your early 20s, you've probably grown up on a steady diet of solo artists across all genres, whether that's, you know, pop or rap or whatever. And I think if you're growing up listening to like Tyler the Creator and Fred Again and C-Mat, you might just kind of think that solo artists are the default, right?
That's it.
I mean, there's that phrase like, if you can't see it, you can't be it. And if you're not seeing bands, then you're probably like, just, it doesn't even occur to you that like, that's a thing that I should set up. They don't really come across as the default anymore. Whereas when I was a kid, it was the coolest thing ever to be in a band.
Well, sorry, how many bands did we all set up?
Exactly. I mean, I remember being in the playground trying to sing like Hole Again by Atomic Kitten with two of my friends, thinking that we were going to be the next big thing. But it's so true.
It begs the question though, like if we really think about it, looking at that, if you can't see it, you can't be it. And a whole generation of people growing up without bands and just having solo artists, like, are we at risk of bands becoming extinct?
I mean, that might be over selling it a little bit, but I do think, like, I think that trends have changed, but I do think, in fairness, if you look in Ireland, two of our biggest acts are Fontaine CC and ECAP. There have been other bands over the last couple of years that have broken through, whether it's like Wet Leg or The Last Dinner Party, but I do think maybe that era of like, say, record labels setting up a band or like pairing people together, or even kids like forming a band and jamming in, you know, someone's parents shed or something, I don't know, maybe that feels like it's from a different era. Maybe that's not coming back.
Yeah, I totally get what you see. Like, we're after getting a text in here saying on bands in the charts, a lot of the music in the charts are now TikTok trending songs. So there's still top bands out there now like Fontaine's DC, Amble, Kingfisher. They're just not breaking that TikTok market. I get that too. Like, Inhaler is dropping their album on Friday. I'm so looking forward to it. Like,
totally.
There definitely still is an appetite there. It's just they're not hitting the top spots like the solo artists are.
Yeah, and not in the same way as it did again like 20 years ago, where I think even bands like Coldplay and Oasis and all those kind of bands were so part of the cultural zeitgeist, whereas I think everything is so much more fragmented now. So I just think it's really hard even for a band like Inhaler, who are huge and have an enormous fan base, but I think for them to kind of reach the top 10 or the top 20 is just, it feels like more of an uphill battle.
It really does. Amy, thank you so much for coming in
You're
with us
welcome.
This morning. It is actually going to be interesting to see how all of this plays out, and
I think so.
Yeah, I'm like,
Justice for the bands. Bring back bands.
Journalist Amy O'Connor, thank you so much for joining us this morning.